We've been talking over the last week about play and how it relates to learning. Well, when NPR's Claudio Sanchez thinks about lessons he learned from playing, he thinks of the little spheres he kept in a gallon-sized coffee can, marbles. Claudio says they were a valued currency among his friends and sometimes his enemies.
Pedro Galvan, my tormentor, had long sought to possess my favorite canica, Spanish for marble. It was beautiful, with bright green, blue, and yellow swirls frozen in clear glass. I'd often imagined myself swimming inside that marble like a fish in an aquarium. So when Pedro threatened to take it, I prepared myself for a beating. You see, in the poor working-class neighborhood where I grew up, innocence was fleeting, and the games we played were a reflection of that. So why am I telling you all this? Well, because I cannot think of a childhood game that taught me more about life or about math than marbles. I was pretty good at tapping a marble with just the right force and side spin for it to go in the direction I wanted. It helped me understand how hitting a marble at a certain angle with a certain amount of velocity, I could set up the next shot. In other words, it was basic physics and geometry. Of course, that was over 50 years ago. Do kids today still play marbles? I wondered. So I went on the internet and came across this.
Let's get ready to marble!
It was a promotional video for the 91st National Marbles Tournament in Wildwood, New Jersey. That's right, 91st. I had to check it out. After all, the organizers say it's the nation's longest-running game-slash-tournament for kids, or MIPSTERS. That's what the players are called. Not sure why.
MIPSTERS, take your shooter marble and go see Rick Mulwinney up front to get your shooter gauge to make sure it's within legal limits.
That's Matt Corley, who's helped run the tournament since the mid-1970s.
It's now 8 o'clock. It's tournament time. All the kids now go up to where we have an official marble gauge. There's only certain size marbles that you're allowed to shoot within ringers. It's up to a 3/4 inch.
That's a go. And that's a go.
Thank you.
The marbles kids use to shoot have to be made out of glass or ground stone, like agate or flint. No steelies. The game, called ringers, is played on a circle 10 feet in diameter, drawn on a smooth cement slab. Inside the circle, there are 13 target marbles, spaced 3 inches apart in an X pattern. You have to be between 7 and 14 years old to compete. Kids crouch on their hands and knees, squint, aim, and flick with surprising accuracy and power. The first player to knock out 7 marbles goes on to the next round. In my neighborhood, the marbles you knocked out, you got to keep. But the kid who knocked out the most would take an extra marble from every player, any marble he wanted. Inevitably, someone would refuse to give it up, so there were always fistfights. Often, kids left bloodied or sobbing after a game. Girls, by the way, weren't allowed, even though some were pretty good, including my older sister.
And now we're tied at 2 all, ladies. It's top of the second. Lola shooting.
At this year's National Marbles Tournament in Wildwood, girls outnumbered the boys. There's been a boy and a girl champion since 1948. Elizabeth Schoenberg loves that. She's a mom from Amber, Pennsylvania, with a son and a daughter competing this year.
Boys and girls are equal when they play together, and a 7-year-old can beat a 14-year-old.
Schoenberg, though, isn't sure about the game's educational value.
But I think what they're learning is focus. The idea that you need to practice to win.
Matt Corley, you know, the guy who has to explain all the rules at the beginning of the tournament, he says there's a lot more to marbles than that.
You have to learn speed. You have to learn spin. You have to learn the accuracy. You really have to use your eye and hand coordination. Very similar to pool.
Experts who study games say that's the interesting thing about playing marbles. They're hands-on, visual. You can manipulate them using the laws of motion, force, and physics. And you can group them into sets, which is crucial to understanding math.
My dad taught me everything that I know, pretty much.
That's Amber Ritchie, the 2008 National Girls Champ.
My dad's really into math, so like as he was explaining it to me, he would tell me, you know, like physics terms, geometrical terms. So I was learning like math along with marbles.
On deck in the boys' division, from Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, Amro Ibrahim.
Kids at this year's tournament say it's all about having fun, making friends. 10-year-old Ambro Ibrahim likes to trade marbles with kids from across the country and show off his collection.
Is this your favorite marble?
Mm-hmm. Space Ace.
Describe it for me.
It looks like space. That's why I call him Space Ace.
It looks like a planet. Show me how you hold the marble.
when
like,
you shoot.
I hold it on this side so it can have more spin, so it can have more power.
Ibrahim tucks three fingers in his palm and leaves his thumb and index finger sticking out like a V. He then nestles his marble on top of his thumb. It's cocked, ready to shoot. To be really good, though, he says,
it takes a lot of skill and practice.
Ibrahim practices with a steel marble. He says it's like weightlifting for his thumb. He didn't make it to the final round, though. As for my marble skills, here's how one 9-year-old I played with put it. You stink. Her dad made her apologize. She was right, of course. The last time I remember playing marbles was 1962, the year I turned 8 years old. Pedro Galvan, the neighborhood bully, never got his paws on my favorite canica. But that summer, my parents separated for good, and my mother started talking about moving to the U.S. My childhood felt truncated, and my dearest possession, my marble collection, got lost in the shuffle. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.